views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, I'll be talking with Hillis Pugh, author of Thank You Thursday. And later in the show, Hillis will be giving away a free signed copy of Thank You Thursday. So be sure and stay tuned for that. But of course, as we do each week, we're going to start with our healing meditation. And this week, what I'd like us to focus on is sending love and healing to those who don't know the abundance that they already have beyond material goods. You know, many people accumulate things to help them feel better, to help hide their loneliness or insecurity or fear of any kind. So let's send them love and healing energy to know that they are already abundant in love and joy and that they can find that in themselves. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Release that. Deep breath in, release that. Thank you for sharing that with us. And also, I'm always looking for topics for this healing meditation that are meaningful to people. So if you have something in particular that you would like us to do a healing meditation for one week, email me at laura@thelauralonglishow.com and I'm happy to do it. Sorry about that little clearing throat. It's allergy season, so I might be a little sniffly, coughy, clearing throat thing going on today, so I apologize.
That's great coverage. You just called everything out, so you're in the clear now.
That's right. So anything I do.
I'm right.
Well, the topic of today's show of Thank You Thursday and gratitude made me realize how automatic it's become for me to express gratitude in the moment when something good happens. And as a daily practice, it's automatic for me these days. And so I thought it would be a great time for us to review some gratitude practices during this week's light bulb moment later in the show. So I'll be sharing a refresher course in how you can get in the groove and make gratitude a habit yourself during the light bulb moment towards the end of the show. So be sure and stay tuned for that. But for now, let me introduce today's guest. Hillis Pugh is an author, inspirational writer, entrepreneur, and philanthropist. Like many, Hillis was not living his highest path and had to alter his own self-belief. Hillis used his writing as a creative outlet to voice his perception of the world through his inner verse. Through the expression of his words, Hillis invited readers on a journey of his world, letting them know that they are not alone, that we are one. From this new openness and awareness, Thank You Thursday was born. Thank You Thursday started as a weekly blog dedication to sharing life's gratitude. By finding gratitude in his own life, Hillis has become a channel to convey messages of gratitude to share with others. He's shown us that we can find gratitude in any life situation. Let's welcome Hillis Pugh to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Hillis.
Hi, Laura. Thank you for having me on your show today. Well, and I love that healing meditation.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, it's like I really was inspired by thinking about, you know, the abundance that we have when we think about gratitude. So, so having you on the show and Thank You Thursday kind of inspired that. And gratitude is something that has been huge in my own life and also in what I teach to my clients. And so I love having that be our topic for today. But I'd love to get your perspective on why expressing gratitude is important.
For me, Laura, gratitude is important because it raises our own energy and self-awareness of what we have and what we sometimes take for granted, because what we take for granted now could be something that we show appreciation for later in life, and showing that it creates magnitudes of love for self.
Well, and you know, what you just said reminded me, there was a saying, and I can't remember who this came from, or I don't know if I ever knew, but the saying is, what if you woke up tomorrow with only the things you gave thanks for today? And that, to me, really makes us think about the abundance that we do have and how many things there are in our lives to be grateful for.
Yes, there's so many things that we go throughout the day, whether it's our daily routine or if it's something new that comes into our life, that we consciously aren't aware of until we take that moment to breathe, relax. It's like, you know, this is a moment where I have something that I didn't realize I have it. And as most people go on in their life, they don't realize they have something good until it's gone. Then they show gratitude for that. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, lots of times it's when we have that void that we really recognize those things that we took for granted, like you mentioned, because we do take a lot for granted in our lives.
And it wasn't until I started my journey in my writing of Thank You Thursday, I didn't realize that I was doing that myself, like many other people. It's like, mm-hmm. Oh, I have this, you know, I don't have a need for that. Just continuously taking things for granted, whether it was me waking up in the morning to having a place to sleep at night or even having a job, you know, all those things that we consciously take for granted and not realizing, you know, this is something that I have and it has meaning for me.
Well, yeah, and just focusing on the things we take for granted to begin with. I had a guest on a few months ago who she starts every day. She wakes up and she goes, okay, two eyes, two arms, two legs, two feet. I'm good.
You know? Exactly.
Because yeah. We do take for granted that those of us that do not have any sort of physical issues, we do take that for granted also. And so just starting the morning by saying, hey, you know, I can see, I can hear, I'm mobile, you know, that's good. I'm good.
It's like I'm physically whole today.
Exactly. And I'm grateful for that. So, yeah. So I'm curious, we're going to talk in a minute about how you started this journey. But before we do that, I'd love for you to share what has changed for you once you've started having a regular gratitude practice.
My regular gratitude practice, it evolved over time, mm-hmm. as well as everything else around me. And what changed the most was my attitude and my outlook towards life and towards others in my life, whether it be family, friends, or even strangers.
And is it fair to say that because your attitude has changed and your perspective has changed, that you're happier?
Definitely.
Because it really is about, are we going to look at, I mean, it's the glass half full, half empty thing, right? Are we going to look at what we have versus looking at what we don't have?
Exactly. And depending on who you're speaking to, they, most of them look at what we don't have as opposed to looking at what we do have.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at what you do have, your perception and your emotional outlook changes a great deal. Because when you look at what you don't have, some people get depressed.
Right.
As opposed to looking at what that you do have, where you could be happy for what you have.
Well, and I know personally, and I believe that this is kind of borne out in other people who have begun gratitude practices, that once you consciously choose to look for those things every single day that you have to be grateful for, you find more and more and more things to be grateful for, and it kind of crowds out the what I don't have part.
Exactly, and I completely agree with that, because once you have a practice, whether if it's making a list or whether if it's a meditation, whatever your practice is, you practice that and you keep adding to it and adding to it. It's like you throwing things in the shopping cart and think, okay, I have this to be thankful for, I have this to be thankful for, till your shopping cart is overflowing with magnitude of gratitude.
Absolutely. Well, it's time for us to take our first break, but when we come back, I do want to talk about how you got on the path of a gratitude practice, and we'll talk about that after the break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I'm talking with Hillis Pugh, the author of Thank You Thursday. And before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to find Hillis and also his book, Thank You Thursday. So, Hillis, would you share that information for listeners, please?
You'll find me and my book on my website, which is called Hillis, H-I-L-L-I-S, Pugh, P-U-G-H, .com. And I have a link to my book, which can be purchased on Amazon on my website. So, yeah.
Great. And I know that the book started out as a blog. So is your blog at that location as well?
It is. It is.
Very good. So speaking of the blog, I do want for you to share with listeners how it is that what's your story around why you started focusing on gratitude and kind of how the blog even came to be. But, you know, starting from a place of why you were driven there, what made you focus there?
Well, for me, it started out as an unconscious journey because I'm originally a poet, started out as a poet, and poetry's always been my first love. And with most people who are poets, most people have creative outlets. They write or they sing or they dance, whatever it may be. And for me, poetry was an outlet to release steam when I was angry or to heal when I was upset. And so, you know, with the process of emotional patchwork or emotional healing, if you will, it geared more towards more insightful, in-depth writing, which led to the blog. And the blog itself started out on Thanksgiving.
Oh.
And that's why I call it Thank You Thursday. And with me going through my annual tradition of visiting my family the night before Thanksgiving, preparing the Thanksgiving feast with the turkey and the dress and the greens and all the pies and all the goodies for everyone to eat the next day, I decided to wake up the day of Thanksgiving, and I was in my mom's office, and I was just in a place of overwhelming joy because I have been through so much in the past few years of my life, you know, not having a job, and I just found one that year in 2008, not having a successful relationship. So all these things I was experiencing just all at once, and knowing that I could come back to a safe place, being an incentive with my family, with myself, I decided to send out a loving email to friends and family, letting them know that I am grateful for them and their support and their love that has guided me and helped me through that time in my life, and not withholding anything, sharing the email, and it dawned on me, like, why not do this every week?
Mm-hmm.
Because the feedback that I received was so loving that I just couldn't stop. I had to keep going. I had to keep healing myself, and with the process of healing self, which gave myself love, I involved others, and they began to heal, and I began to receive loving and insightful messages from my followers, which was at first my friends and family, then eventually people who I didn't even know existed.
Right.
And I just had to keep going because if it wasn't a message that I needed for myself to heal, I knew someone else out there needed that message.
And that is so true that we were talking at the break that, you know, those of us that are healers, we start out finding things that help us personally. And then we want to share that because it has been so helpful to us. And so it's so great that this the gratitude piece of it has really expanded through that medium of the blog and now the book.
Yes, I've received so many emails from my family. Say, Hillis, when are you going to publish a book? Hillis, when are you going to get a book together? You have to put this out there. This is so helpful. I'm like, I'm working on it.
Well, let's talk about the book for a minute so that, you know, listeners, you know, it might be something that they are interested in actually getting a copy of the book. And it's a little bit different. I've had other books on gratitude that are like a daily practice sort of thing, like, you know, today, gratitude for this or gratitude for that. And you have that kind of because you have a topic, but then you talk like one page worth about that particular topic that you could be grateful for. But then you have your poetry that you've written about that topic. And so it's, you know, it's a little bit more. I mean, it really is more of an inspirational book because of the poetry piece of it, because it speaks to us in a different way than just reading an essay about, you know, here's this thing I'm grateful for today. So I think that's really a great, you know, kind of twist on how a gratitude book might be. So thank you.
You're welcome. And, you know, it's funny that you mention it, that I put it in that manner. And when I started writing the blog itself, it just kind of happened that way, because I'm more of a creative type person. I think more creatively and do things in a creative manner. And thinking of not just of myself, but others who read my, or who's reading my blog at the time, they were like, okay, I get it, but I don't understand it. Can you help me? You know, just like in the early beginning stages of it, I said, well, why don't I incorporate my poetry? I have tons of poems here, you know, why don't I just do that? And it just so happens that every topic that I wrote, there was a point to coincide with that to help, you know, the left brain and the light, left brain and right brain fully comprehend the message to understand what it was that was being said. And after that, I was like, oh my goodness, I never thought of it that way. And it was really amazing to see and to hear and to read what other people thought of that. It's like, I get it now, I understand it. So if you want to, can you elaborate more on this? And they understood it with more of a loving manner.
Right. And, you know, I think of it, too, that I have certain books over, you know, my life that I have used as a, you know, from an inspirational perspective, like maybe I would read an entry in the morning for like, what do I want to say, you know, like for meditation or something. And, you know, the poetry is different in that way, like I said, than just reading about a topic. And so the thing with poetry is that you can interpret a lot of different ways too. It's, you know, you might have something that you meant by it when you were writing it, which of course you do. But when I read it, I might get something different from it.
Exactly. That's why I love the poetry, because it is subjective too. Whatever you're feeling and going through at that time. And when you read it at the time, it means one thing. And when you reread it, you know, a month from now or 6 months from now, it may mean something different too.
Right. Yeah, because a lot of it has to do with what's going on for us in that moment, what will resonate and what we'll pick up on. And so that's really a great point. So you have in the book a variety of topics that you've written on, and some of them are, you know, the kinds of things that we've talked about, you know, and I don't remember if this is specifically one, but, you know, like having a job or, you know, having physical health or, you know, those things that we think of immediately. But you also have topics that are a lot deeper, things like, and I don't remember if this is exactly how you phrase it, but you can tell me, gratitude for challenges in our lives.
Yes, that is definitely one of the topics in the book.
Because I totally resonate with that, because that's how we learn. And how are we ever going to learn and grow if we're not challenged? And yet, many times we're just going to look at that challenge and go, woe is me. You know, why did this happen to me?
Like, why me? Why is this happening to me? But when we look at the challenges that we choose to experience in this life, we say, okay, this is meant for me to experience. This is meant for me to go through. As a result of me going through this challenge, I am remembering my true self, who I really am, and I am bigger than I once thought, and I can do anything because I've gone through this challenge.
Right.
Because, Laura, I tell you, when I was going through a difficult period in my life, there was a mantra that I had, and I know it's been said and overdone many, many times before, but when I said it this time, it meant a lot to me. And the mantra that I said was that there's nothing that can be done to me that has not been already been done before.
Right. That is a good thing to remember, that, you know, whatever is happening to you has happened to others and they've overcome it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And when we take that challenge and we experience it, we take ownership of it. And when we take ownership of that challenge, we lose the role of being a victim.
Right.
That, oh, woe is me moment. Like, I'm not a victim. You turn yourself into the hero or the heroine. Like, I've overcome this. I can do anything now.
Yeah, that just reminded me, because especially using the word hero or heroine, it is a version of the hero's journey, where we come through adversity and come out the other side with knowledge and learning and greater strength than we had when we entered.
Yes, exactly. Because when you think of it, the one that something comes to my mind is a child, because a child doesn't know any better. A child just goes off and does whatever it's going to do. But as we grow into adulthood, we tend to lose mental sight of that childlike ability to conquer the world. We place limitations on the soul, saying, okay, well, I can only do this if I have this. You know, we place conditions on yourself.
Right, right.
And, you know, gratitude helps put you back in that childlike state, that I can do anything because I can.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, yes, who are you to say no to me?
Yeah, I mean, if we believe in abundance, then we have to believe that.
Yeah.
Well, it's time for us to take another quick break, but when we come back, we'll give away a copy of Thank You Thursday, Hillis's book, and we'll talk some more about gratitude. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
To Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I'm talking with Hillis Pugh, the author of Thank You Thursday. And right now we're going to give away a free copy of the book, Thank You Thursday, to the first caller at 800-930-2819. So if you need some help in your gratitude practice and you think that Hillis's book with his poems as well as just talking about gratitude in the book would be helpful for you, you can call in right now at 800-930-2819. So before we before the break, we were talking about one of the topics that you have in the book, and I know that you have another topic. I don't know if it's in your book or not, but you said you've been thinking about it lately that you're grateful for, around inspiration. So why don't you share a little bit about that?
Sure. The topic that's in the book is called Persistence of Inspiration. And what that means to me is that little nagging voice that you hear all the time that is guiding you and telling you what to do, what you shouldn't do, and sometimes leading to reward or regrets, depending on what choices you make.
Whether you listen or not.
Exactly. And I know there have been times where we all go against that little voice and say, darn it, I wish I would have listened. I wish I would have done that. However, in that moment, when you realize that you shoulda, woulda, coulda, you can take appreciation for that as well, because you now know that the voice, your guidance, is not going to steer you in the wrong direction.
Right.
It's helping you to make the right choices in your life, whether if it's, you know, everything from going out and playing a lottery ticket or a million-dollar business deal. Whatever you feel is in your heart to make the right choice, that persistence would keep nudging you in the right direction, gently at first, but then, you know, the gentle nudges will become pushes and shoves. It's like, okay, I'm tired of you not listening to me. You got to go this way.
I have definitely experienced that, believe me. So I know how it changes from a gentle nudge into hitting you over the head with a 2x4 if you don't pay attention. So pay attention sooner rather than later, so you don't have to get that hit upside the head.
Yes, exactly. And trust me, we all had a hit upside our head, and it's not pleasant at all.
No, it's not.
They're just reminders. Like, I should have listened. So that's what they are. You can think of them as reminders of, I should have listened.
Yes. Well, and you know, I mean, really, because when you were first starting to talk about it, it really is about trusting that voice, is learning to trust it. And, you know, sometimes I think that we have to go through that sequence of, you know, a whisper and then a little bit louder voice and a shouting and then the 2x4 over the head before we will trust it, because we think we know better. And so we keep doing what we've been doing until we get lots of evidence that it's not working anymore. Yes, at least that's exactly my experience. So I've learned to listen sooner.
Yes, exactly. We have to learn to trust ourselves, our higher self, and not listen to the ego that's telling us not to do it. We should listen to our higher self. Like, hey, let's go in this direction. You know, it's a gentler way. It's an easier way. The path is all nice and clear for you. Let's go.
Well, and, you know, the ego is fear-based. And, you know, I'm thinking of my own where I had my really big thing where it took a really big bang on the head for me to get it. And the reason it did was because it was about fear. It was making a huge change in my life. And, you know, the ego is there to protect us, but it gets a little bit overzealous in that protection that really keeps us stuck a lot of times. So I'm curious about, you know, you said this has really been up for you recently because of some transitions in your own life. So, you know, I'd love if you'd share a little bit about that.
Well, more so, I would say that for me, the ego is definitely one who wants and craves attention.
Uh-huh.
So the more you listen to or not listen to what you're supposed to do, the more attention the ego is going to get. But the reason why the persistence of inspiration has been on my mind is because of my, you know, current transition from leaving my home in Chicago to come to a new place, you know, that I hardly know. But it's worth it because I am with the love of my life. I am in a huge city with grand opportunities being presented to me. It's just I have to keep listening and keep opening myself up to be where I choose to be at the right place at the right time, because that's what the persistence of inspiration ultimately is, always being at the right place at the right time.
And it does frequently require us taking a risk, because it is a risk for you to leave your home, move someplace new, be somewhat dependent on someone else, as well as I think you were talking too about, you know, making writing your primary thing and I'm assuming source of income, which is another big risk. And yet when you feel called in that direction, then the risk is worth it.
Exactly. Exactly. So everyone that's listening, listen to your voice. It will never steer you wrong.
Very, very true. And so we have to learn to distinguish between that voice of our higher self and our ego, because our ego has a voice, too.
Yes, and so, I would say listen to the softer, quieter voice, not the loud, nagging voice.
Yeah, or the one that's like, oh, my God, what's going on? What are you doing? Don't do that. That's not,
exactly.
That's
listen
not
to the one that doesn't want all the attention.
Right. Exactly. So Hillis, I know that, you know, part of your gratitude practice is your poetry. Do you have other things that you would consider a practice for you around expressing gratitude?
Other practices of mine would include meditation in the shower.
Okay.
Which is fairly easy. Most of us can do. You know, sometimes for me, I would say a list of things in my mind or out loud of things that I'm grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes for me, if I'm strolling down the street and on the beautiful day or just in general, I would say thank you mentally. So those are some of the practices I incorporate into my daily life. And sometimes all you have to do is just to say thank you. And your guys and the universe would know, oh, he's grateful for that. So once you make it into a practice, it becomes more spontaneous and you bring up more joy and more love and more energy that surrounds you. And the universe just knows that he is thankful, that he is grateful for what he has, or she.
Exactly. And part of that, because I'm going to be talking in a minute during the light bulb moment about practices, gratitude practices. And I know that, you know, that you know, when you're in the moment expressing gratitude, it requires you being aware, paying attention, being conscious of what's happening around you or what's going on. Because if we're not paying attention, then we're not going to notice that we have something to be grateful for. So awareness is really huge.
Yes, definitely awareness is huge in the gratitude moment, as long as well as paying attention to your emotional state.
Yeah.
Because you can have gratitude for something, but you can't be all just disgruntled, because why are you going to be disgruntled and have gratitude? That the two are not in alignment.
Right.
So you have to express a level of love, a level of joy to have gratitude, to being in alignment with it. Because if you're not in alignment emotionally, it's not going to do you any good. It's just going to slow down the process of manifesting your dreams and desires if you don't feel good.
Well, and my belief, or yeah, I guess it's a belief, is that by looking for something to be grateful for, I shift out of that negative energy. And that's a tool that I use when I'm feeling disgruntled about something. I look for something to be grateful for, and that shifts me. So
yes,
it's a great tool.
Yes, and one of the tools that I used in the beginning of my spiritual journey is, if I wanted to feel happy about myself or about the situation, about anything, I would find my favorite song mentally in my mental playlist and start playing the chorus in my head.
Oh, that's
a
great idea.
And I was smiling. People say, why are you happy? Why are you smiling? Because I'm listening to my song. But you don't have any headphones. I'm like, I don't have to have headphones.
That's
to have
right.
Music.
That's right. Well, I think that is a great note for us to wrap up on, is we can play our favorite song in our mental playlist and feel happier. And before we say goodbye, Hillis, I would love for you to once again share with people how they can find you, how they can find the book, and how they can find your ongoing blog.
Great. Your listeners can easily locate me at Hillis, H-I-L-L-I-S, P-U-P-U-G-H, .com. And they can find out all my information, anything that's coming up, any happenings or any events there, as well as my weekly blog. And additionally, for the month of April, since it is National Poetry Month, for the month of April, I will be posting a new poem every day.
Wow. Every day. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. So that could be a daily practice that we could get into for the month of April that could carry on.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your gratitude and helping others to know how they can be more grateful as well.
Yes. Thank you so much, Laura, for having me.
Great. Thank you, Hillis. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll share this week's light bulb moment, which is about how you can get into a gratitude practice of your own. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people, and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings. And visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
We're back on The Laura Longley Show, and today I've been talking with Hillis Pugh, the author of Thank You Thursday, and you can find Hillis's book as well as his blog at hillispugh.com. Some other ways to get help with moving forward in life: on Facebook, you can find me at The Laura Longley Show, and I post there on a daily basis with tips and tools to help you get unstuck and lead a happier life. On Twitter, I'm Laura Longley, S-H-O, and of course, always at thelauralongleyshow.com. So given today's topic, today's light bulb moment is also going to be about gratitude, and I wanted to share a little bit about how gratitude has become a habit for me and why you care about that and how you can work on moving towards a gratitude habit at all. And what I've found, and you know, I think there are studies that bear this out, but gratitude is really the quickest way to increase your happiness, to feel better, to have a more positive mood. And when I did my 8-week happiness workshop, and 6 months later, I followed up with the participants of the practices that we learned in that happiness workshop, every single one mentioned gratitude as the number one thing that they were still doing. And so I think that that speaks volumes about how helpful it is and how much it can do for us. So for me, I started keeping a gratitude journal probably about 2.5 years ago. And I started out doing it, well, I did it before that, but consistently about 2.5 years ago. And I've alternated between doing it in the morning and doing it in the evening. But I started doing it daily, very consistently. And this was my number one way of really getting in a habit of it. It had my focus every single day at looking at what am I grateful for. And even if some of the things were repeats from the day before or days before, it still had me focused on what was really good in my life. Now, I don't do a written gratitude journal anymore, but every night when I go to bed, I have a conversation with God about what I'm grateful for from that day. And for me, talking out loud works well. You might wonder about that, given I have a radio show. I kind of like to talk out loud. But for me, it also kind of triggers more thoughts. And lots of times, just talking out loud about what I'm grateful for from that day leads me down a path where I realize more and more that I'm grateful for in that moment. And during the day, and Hillis mentioned this as well, that during the day, I say thank you for little things that I notice. And they might be things that are just beautiful, like I see an eagle, or maybe I notice the cherry blossoms blooming, or, you know, something like that, where I just go, oh, you know, I love that. Or it might be something where something just works out well for me, like I find a good parking spot, or, you know, I get some guidance from someone that really resonated for me, or there's some sort of synchronicity where things are really just lining up. And lots of times I say thank you for the inspiration that I get. I'll have an idea pop into my head and go, oh, that's a great idea. I say thank you for it. So it's become a habit for me. And overall, I've become very conscious of what a gift my life and everything in it is. And I want to say thank you. I want to show appreciation for everything that I have that's good. And, you know, again, following on one of the things that Hillis and I talked about earlier in the show, I do also say thank you for the challenges in my life, because those are the times when I have the greatest learning and growth. And it leads me into being more of the person that I want to be. And it does shift away from the, oh, geez, why is this happening to me? It gets me out of that victim mode and into a place where I feel powerful. This is something that is here for my benefit, not something that's here to trip me up. So that's kind of how I've gone down the path over the last several years of really making gratitude not even just a daily practice, but really a minute-by-minute practice. And I feel that it served me well. It really has helped me shift my perspective. And as I said to Hillis, I keep saying that, but as I said to Hillis, when I'm feeling less than good about something and I find something in that situation to be grateful for, it shifts me right out of that bad mood, and I do start feeling better right away. So if you're feeling like gratitude is something that you could use more of in your life, or even if you're just feeling like happiness is something you could use more of in your life, because gratitude, in my book, is the number one way to feel happier, here are some ways that you can start. And, you know, different things resonate for different people. So I want to give you lots of different ways that you might go about doing this. So a gratitude journal. What is great about a gratitude journal is that if you set a specific time every day that you're going to do it in a specific number of things, and yeah, I usually tell people just write down 5 things each day that you're grateful for. It gets you in the habit of thinking about it. And since it's daily, you're repeating it over and over. And so it does start to become a habit. Another one that is really a great one is at family meal time. And again, that usually would be daily, have each person say one thing that they are grateful for. So don't save it up for once a year at Thanksgiving. Every single time that you sit down to have a meal, and it doesn't even have to be with family, with anybody else, even with yourself, you could do it even by yourself, because it's a good trigger that you're having a meal. But when you're with other people, have each person say one thing that they're grateful for. And that will inspire every single person at the table, because it makes you start thinking about, oh, so-and-so said they're really grateful for the sunshine today. Oh, so am I. So you start noticing other things you're grateful for. One of the ones that one of the participants in the happiness workshop did that I thought was a fabulous idea is she got one of those magnetic whiteboards that you can put on your refrigerator. And her family every day would post something on that board that they were grateful for. So again, it's a great daily practice, and you're sharing with other people that you care about so that it inspires all of you to keep doing it. Saying directly to someone when you're grateful to them for something they've done for you, or writing them a letter, writing them an email, telling them directly. We don't do enough of that. You might want to do artwork. If, you know, Hillis writes poetry about it. If you are a writer, that might be something you that will call to you. If you're an artist, maybe you want to do a collage, or maybe you just want to do a drawing each day. Singing. I am a terrible singer, but I love to sing and it makes me feel joyful. So that's another great way that you can express gratitude. And just start paying attention throughout your day for what you are grateful for, and you will find that you're feeling a lot better. I want to thank my guest today, Hillis Pugh, for sharing such great insights into gratitude for us. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have a grateful week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com. Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.